In the serene town of Maplewood, little Lucy had a winsome charm. The word winsome, originating from Old English win, meaning joy, describes an attractive or appealing quality or appearance. And Lucy, with her sun-kissed curls and infectious giggle, was the epitome of it. Every morning, she'd wave to Mr. Thompson, the old baker, and his day would light up. Such was the power of her winsome ways. This is your host, Danny, and this is English Plus Podcast. Across the ocean, in bustling Tokyo, Hiroshi, a salaryman, had a different kind of winsome appeal. Amid the city's concrete structures and hurried life, Hiroshi found solace in his bonsai garden on his balcony. His colleagues, accustomed to seeing him as the serious guy in the meeting room, were often surprised by the delicate care with which he tended to his mini trees. The juxtaposition of his stern demeanor and the winsome charm of his tiny oasis made him an enigma in the best possible way. Then there was Clara from Sao Paulo. While she didn't have the traditional beauty of magazine covers, her winsome spirit was palpable. Her laughter, genuine and hearty, was contagious. At gatherings, she'd strum her guitar, singing folk songs, drawing everyone into a realm of music and camaraderie. People were naturally drawn to her, not because of her looks, but her winsome aura that promised warmth and genuine connection. In Mumbai, Rajan, a rickshaw driver, possessed a winsome trait that left an indelible mark on all his passengers. While the city roared with its usual chaos, Rajan's rickshaw was adorned with potted plants, colorful curtains, and a little board that read, "May your day be as bright as your smile." Passengers, even those bogged down by life's burdens, couldn't help but be swept up in this winsome ride's charm. Many claim that a journey with Rajan was therapeutic, a small oasis in the midst of urban tumult. And then, in the heart of Rome, amidst historical ruins and timeless art, Sophia, a street artist, portrayed winsome tales on canvas. Tourists and locals would often find her painting sunsets, children playing, or just the everyday beauty of life. Her artwork, filled with vivid hues and heartwarming scenes, was a winsome invitation to pause and appreciate the world's beauty. But what makes something or someone truly winsome? It's that genuine allure, unmarred by pretense or artifice. It's the kind of charm that doesn't shout for attention, but gently pulls at your heartstrings, compelling you to appreciate, smile, or simply feel good. As we traverse through life, it's easy to get lost in its complexities and challenges. But every now and then, life offers us winsome moments or introduces us to winsome souls. These are instances or individuals that, with their simplicity and charm, remind us of the beauty that exists around us. They tell us that charm isn't always about being the loudest or the most extravagant, but about touching lives in the gentlest ways. As the stars shimmered over Maplewood, Lucy, with her winsome smile, gazed at them in wonder. Thousands of miles away, Hiroshi delicately pruned his bonsai. Clara strummed a new tune, Rajan shared a joke with a passenger, and Sophia painted a new dawn. In their own unique ways, they were all channels of life's winsome magic. So as you go about your day, look for those winsome moments. Maybe it's in the chirping of the birds, the smile of a stranger, or the aroma of freshly brewed coffee. Embrace them, cherish them, and if possible, be the source of someone else's winsome delight. For in the heart of these simple, charming experiences lies the true essence of life's enchanting journey.